Alrighty, everyone. Welcome to episode one of the Jackson and Friends podcast. Very excited to get this rolling. Been wanting to do this for some time. It's been a lot on my mind, and after some good thought, I decided it's time. So here we are. Welcome to the recording studio, which is currently my garage. So we'll see how that goes. I apologize if you hear a little buzzing. There's some bugs in here. And also, it is summertime and it is still really hot in here. So I apologize if you're watching on YouTube and see a little sweat going. But I wanted to start off a little bit about myself. My name is Jackson. Live here in northern Utah. I love my family first most. I've got a wife, got two boys. Also, I love to ride dirt bikes and I love to sell vehicles. It's what I do for a job. Just really enjoyable things that I love to do. Love to be outside. Love to just be out having fun. That's really just me. For this podcast, I was thinking, weekly. So should expect to hit these weekly. So be watching out for that. Also, for a little bit of structure, I wanted to just do a quick recap on the week, kind of what was going on, what's been going on, exciting things that have happened, highlights. Then today, I want to dive into some core values and kind of just roll from there. I expect these episodes to be anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes up to 30, 40 minutes. The beauty of also having this podcast is I can bring on friends with their relationships that I've built with them so that you can hear their story. You can hear where they come from. You can hear and learn from their experiences. I believe relationships are essential to success in life. And I try really hard to build those relationships with others so that I can learn and grow, so that I can become closer to them and then also network. If I'm closer with them, then they have friends and then I can meet those friends. And I have a lot of people who I feel would, that everyone could benefit from, but also that they could benefit from by talking about their story and talking about their thoughts and just putting it out there. And that's what I want this platform to be. I want this to be a platform where I can learn and grow, but not only me, others can through their experiences and through their stories and through our relationships. So I'm really excited for that. Sometimes it's just me. Sometimes we might have a handful of people. Who knows? Recap of really this past week for me. It's been a good week. It's towards the end of July now, and we have a lot of great things going at work. We're really close to breaking a record, an all-time record, which is great. There's two more days left in July to do that. So that's really exciting, and kids are just growing up. It's crazy to really watch them learn and grow. We picked up Will a little Stasic bike, a little 12-inch Stasic bike. He is beyond excited. He doesn't know we got it yet. He's still working towards it, a little earn program we're doing so he can earn that. But we're really excited to see that. I know that that's going to be a highlight of mine. So that's kind of the recap on the week. I went paddleboarding today. That was really fun. Had a nice day off, ready to get back at it tomorrow, ready to really go on the grind and make some deals happen. So that'll be really fun. I work at Mountain West Motor. Mountain West Motor is my friend's company. He was my mission companion and hope to have him on here soon. He started the company and I came on shortly after. Time frame's fuzzy. A year or two after he started. And also one thing, forgot to say this. I'm not editing these, so it's a raw one take. Take that as you will. Anyways, Jake, my buddy Jake, he started the company in 2017. I hopped on end of 2018, started working part time, then hopped on full time. I love my work. I love what I do. I really feel like it's not even work. It really is a lifestyle. Like everything that we do at Mountain West Motor is really encompassed upon our core values and how I live my life. I like to say it's really a lifestyle of how I live. So today I wanted to talk about our core values at work and how those core values have changed my life to now I want to share my core values and other people's core values. I feel if you live by a set of core values, you have direction. If you live by your core values, things that are just, you know that you're not going to change, and that's what you're going to live by, it makes life a lot easier. So how I kind of was introduced to core values was really quite simple. I've always known what core values are. And then one day, a couple friends went up to a cabin in Bear Lake to come up with the core values for Mountain West Motor. And after a lot of talk, a lot of thought, a lot of feelings shared, we came up with three core values. And these core values are core values that I live by. They're things that are incorporated into my everyday life and are really three reasons and definitions that allow me to do what I do. Number one, empower. What a powerful word, empower. Think about that. What does empower mean? The definition we created for empower is create an environment for ourselves and others to think bigger and become more. To think bigger and become more. All of our core values start with the word create. I feel like creating is essential to being successful and having a good life because you gotta create your own life. You really can't just sit on the back burner and let people dictate how your life's going to go. You got to create a life. Excuse me. Empowering. I just love empowering. I really was a loss for words there because I can go about my life empowering people to think bigger and become more. If I simply do that, then our relationships will become strong. I know that. Because if I want to think bigger and become more, I will be attracted to other people that will think bigger and become more. Then you won't be sad to come to work. You won't be sad to go hang out with your friends. You won't be sad to go anywhere because you're progressing. You're becoming more. I could talk all day about that. Passion. That's our second core value is passion. Create the love for our product, our people, and our movement. You got to love what you do. Simply enough, you got to love what you do. And you got to love life. And specifically at work, we do everything we can to create the love for our product, our people, so our employees, our friends, our relationships, our customers, really everybody. We need to create that love. And our movement. Our movement is our core values. It's the foundation that we're built upon. And that's what we love to do. Our last core value at work is sacrifice. Create value that exceeds sacrifice. If I'm creating enough value for you, you will change. Sacrifice is really a positive thing. I feel a lot of times people talk about sacrifice as a negative thing. But in my mind, sacrifice is truly a positive thing because you are leaving who you are now. Think about what sacrifice is. You're leaving who you are now to be a better you, to be a better person, a bigger, better person. So really, are you sacrificing in a bad way? Are you sacrificing something? Well, you know, I love to go out to eat. If I don't go out to eat, is that really a sacrifice? Saving money and eating healthier. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. So really, if the value of whatever it is more than what you are now, sacrifice is a good thing. Really, also sacrifice is a synonym with growth in my mind. Because what happens when you grow? You leave who you are to who you want to become. It's exactly what sacrifice is. You're sacrificing something now to get something better. So that's kind of been my introduction to core values. Empower, passion, sacrifice. When we came up with these, really, it was a beautiful thing. We felt so strongly that this is how the business was to be run and that these were this was the foundation that we were going to live upon. And now it's been almost 2 years since we came up with these, and I can really say that is how we do things. And that's how we learn and grow. So a lot of my relationships, a lot of my thoughts will come from just experiences in my life. A lot of my life is working. I don't really look at it as work though, because as I said before, really it's a lifestyle. It's how, you know, I do work, I come home, it's all my life and I love it. So after talking about and thinking a lot about those core values that I live by each day, I felt like I needed to come up with some of my own core values. Some that are just specific to Jackson. Some that are just mine. Two came to my mind. Sorry, I muted that for a second. Had a cough. I want you to think about also, what are your core values? Personally, in your life, what are your core values? What do you live by? For me, number one, in addition to empower, passion, and sacrifice, is positivity. Sit back for a second and think about the power of positivity. How has positive thinking changed your life? How has positive thinking allowed you to overcome situations or overcome struggles in your life? I just don't think that there's any reason to not be positive. Only one thing comes from negativity, and that's negativity. I see no reason for negativity in life. If I'm out, there's so many experiences that I can think of. If I'm out riding dirt bikes on the hill, say I get into a real tricky situation where I'm stuck. I'm stuck on the side of a hill, and my friends are ahead of me, and really, I have to push my bike out of this situation, and it's really hard. Two ways I can think. Way number one is, this is a great time. What a beautiful view. I'm getting a great workout in, and I love riding dirt bikes. What an experience. Nobody else is out here on the hillside like this. That's positive thinking. Or you can go negative thinking, to where, this sucks, I hate my life, get me out of here, I never should have been here in the first place, I don't like this. It's just a terrible way to think, in my mind. Because you're only going to make things worse. If you're positive and have positive thinking, things will get better and will be better, period. But if you're negative, your life is just going to get worse. I think also, I like to get up early in the morning. I also like to stay up late, which is dangerous. Staying up late and waking up early do not go well together. But when I wake up early, if the first thing I do is pop up out of bed, put a smile on my face, and say it's a beautiful day, guess what it's going to be? A beautiful day. Things will come in my way. They always do. Everybody has hard days. Everybody goes through struggles. Everybody has things that they're dealing with all the time. But if you come about it with that positive attitude, you will be happier, at least. If I wake up out of bed and I say, holy cow, I slept terrible. I do not feel good. I do not want to get out of bed. I do not want to go to work today. I really hope the kids keep sleeping in. That's a recipe for disaster, because then the kids are going to wake up, start screaming. Then you're going to be frustrated because the kids are waking up and start screaming. Then you got to figure out how to make breakfast. And then you'll be late to work. And it just is the bad way to think. So, positivity. That's my number one personal core value. It's just being positive. There's no reason not to be. Second core value is family. My family means so much to me. And I'm really excited for more episodes to come talking about people's families and how they were raised and what made them become how they are. You know, what relationship in their relationships in their life brought them to where they are. I have a very unique relationship with my father. He's my best friend, has been for years. And I attribute my relationship with my dad simply to time. I spent a lot of time with my dad growing up. He was a school teacher. So when we were off of school, he was off and we spent time together. We always went out on the boat. We always had dirt bikes. We always would go up in the mountains and go on drives. And those were things that we all did together as a family. But one specific thing I can think about that I did with my dad is we got in the hot tub with each other. Really every morning or night, depending on the day. Because of that, I now have such a strong relationship with my dad. I'm the father of two boys. And they really make me want to be a better person. They make me want to think bigger and become more. I want to empower them when I come home every single day. And in return, they empower me for just being who they are. But the core value of family is every relationship that I make and every decision that I make, I want to have family in mind. I want to think of my immediate family, my wife and kids, that every decision I make and every way I go about my life builds them. And then also I think about relationships outside of my immediate family is I want to build relationships so that my friends can feel like family, so that I can be a person that they can trust on. And in return, they can be somebody that I can trust in. That also is something so exciting about relationships is it's a two-way street. So I really like that. That's pretty much all I had for today. I'm excited to get this kicked off. Core values are really important to life. And so really think about what are your core values? How do they guide you in your everyday life and in your decisions? I know core values to me are simple things that I can rely on each day to build up who I am. It is who I am, and it's why I am who I am. I want you to think about that. What are your core values? And next week, we'll talk a little bit more about that, and who knows what it's going to bring. I'm really looking forward to this. So thank you, wherever you're listening, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or you're watching on YouTube, or wherever you're at. I appreciate you. Thank you. Also, follow me on Instagram. That'll be a great spot there. And thank you. Looking forward to this. Episode 1 in the books, talking about core values. And we'll see you next week.